Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Now, our second Lead SA interview profiles an organization that you may have heard mentioned on this station many times before, because they've been running for at least 12 years now and doing amazing work, providing school education and much more to children on rural farms in the Western Cape. I'm talking about the Anna Foundation, and it's an absolute pleasure to have Anna Brom, the founder of the Anna Foundation, with us in studio. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you, Pepe.
I know many of the wine farms in particular contract with the Anna Foundation to come and run after school programs and much more. Won't you sketch for us, before we talk about what you do, where it all began? What inspired you to start this foundation?
I think I was inspired when I was studying teaching. I took 5 weeks, it was, to go up to a rural farm school in Mpumalanga, and that friends of mine were running. It was a school of about 300 kids, and I was there for 5 weeks, and in that time, I started actually the organization. I ended up staying there for a year and a half, although it was only a 5 week period. Initially. And I worked with children who couldn't read in English. And I ran with them because I was a runner, and it was something that was cheap to do and easy to do. But then so many kids wanted to run with me that I made a rule they had to read a book in order to run with me. So that's where it sort of started. So they had to read 2 books a week, and then they were allowed to be in my running team, and that was the reading and the running. And then the writing came afterwards, because we started taking kids to local runs, and then I had to teach them how to greet people and how to say thank you and how to, it was simple things, wash their T-shirts and take care of themselves, and that's how the reading, running, and writing, which is right lifestyle,
Yes.
Well, that's where it started, and that was the three R's program that we still run today, but just much more complex.
Okay, so the three R's are the sort of the spine of the program, as you've just described. Now, in practice, what does that mean for you in a school setting? For example, I know you're very active in the Stellenbosch area. Can you give us an example of the kind of programs that you run?
So it's after-school programs. Mm-hmm. So when the children come back from school, and it's specifically in rural areas, because they come back with the buses and they get dropped at the farms, and there isn't anything for them to do, and they can't get to libraries, and they can't get to sports fields, and if we don't provide a service for them, for many of them, there's nothing to do in that time, and the parents are still at work. Yeah. So it's an after-school program on the farms, and we have this reading, running, writing program, which is now structured. So the reading is educational activities that we do. It's grade-specific worksheets that have been designed. It's reading programs, and then there's a running program, which is actually sports, like your old PE, physical education program, and then there's writing, which is drama, games, and activities, teaching life skills and life.
How long does any child stay as part of this program, and have you been able to track the progress of how those kids have done in the academic setting back at school?
So they stay as long as they're in school, as long as they're on the farm, and the longer that they're in the program, the greater the difference we see. So we've had programs that have been with us, farms that have been with us for 6 or 7 years, and those are really fantastic projects to track, especially a large number of children. We have a project we just tracked last year in the Langeberg, which has been with us for 6 years. It's 90 children, and then you can really track and see the difference of children who started with us in grade 1 and 2, who are now sitting in grade 6 and 7, and their averages compared to the averages of the children 7 years ago who weren't in our program. And that's fantastic to see. There we've seen the stats show it was a 36%, for example, average, I know, of the grade sevens and when we started, and now last year it was 75%. Wow. So that's a massive, massive difference. And so it shows it takes time, and it's not a quick fix. It's not 1 year and suddenly you're going to see academic improvement, but over a period of time, every day, that extra input really makes a difference to their academic results.
Anna, how do you manage to do all this? Do you have full-time staff? Do you have volunteers? Do you have people who were like you when you started, teacher trainees coming along saying, I want to volunteer as part of my training?
Yeah, I think we run it like a business, so we have full-time staff. We have, I think, 56 women in the communities that we train to work every day with the children, and then we have a core staff in the office. Our head project manager is a teacher with 30 years teaching experience on the Cape Flats, and she trains these women in how to implement the program. We have project managers who rotate between the projects, so they go and check every afternoon, are these women doing what they need to be doing? Do they need more support? How can we help? Mm-hmm. Which children have barriers to learning? Who needs which help? So we have a core staff, and then we have the woman on the ground, facilitators doing the work every every day.
And I mean, the million-dollar question is, how do you manage to fund it all? Because reading requires access to, as you said, appropriate level books in the appropriate languages. It requires crayons and paper and all those art supplies, which any parent knows cost an arm and a leg. Mm-hmm. How do you manage to keep it all going?
So we have various ways of raising funds, and we have main donors, and the Cape Wine Auction is one of our big donors. Mm-hmm. They've been doing phenomenal work in terms of raising money for education in the Winelands. We affiliated to many sports events such as the APSA Cape Epic, which is a big sporting event and brings lots of revenue for us. But our clients also pay us a fee. So the client being the wine farms, or the fruit farms. It's not just wine farms. Okay. I mean, we have a stud farm in Clavaflare up in Bonnievale, mm-hmm. And they pay us a fee. They pay us 150 rand per child per month, which is the fee, which if the parents can't pay, the farms pay. So that's also a means of income for us. So we have various private donors and companies, businesses that donate to us. And that's really my job, is to ensure that keeps on ticking in, coming in.
Okay. So the message for our listeners is, please support the Cape Wine Auction, support the Cape Epic, support those big events. If anybody would like to help directly, perhaps make a donation, offer stationery or any kind of supplies, how do they make contact with you, Anna?
So we have a website, www.annafoundation.com. We have all the social media streams, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. They can phone our office. We're always needing, like you say, stationery. Mm-hmm. We need computers. We have lots of teenagers in the program, and computers are very valuable for them. Laptops, often businesses, you know, refurbish their facilities, and then we get desks, we get chairs. There's many things such as that we need. Running shoes, we do a lot of sports with the kids. Yeah. And then people can also volunteer their time by coming to read with children. But, you know, for that, we do ask for a commitment.
Yeah.
Because children, they see many people come and go in their lives. So if you come and run with the kids at fun runs, great, come and go. But we often require, in terms of educational support, and, you know, make a commitment.
A long-term commitment, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you can tick any of those boxes and would like to reach out to the Anna Foundation, please do so via that website, www.annafoundation.com. Anna Brom, founder of the foundation, wonderful to meet you, and keep up the amazing work that you're doing.
Thank you, Pippa.